her story was really sudden. She and I had a normal day. We were out shopping and had dinner and came home, and she needed to leave to go house sit for a friend of ours. And she said, I need to use the bathroom. And when she came out, she said, I'm dizzy. And she kind of staggered to the living room and sat on the sofa. And I said, are you all right? And she said, I'm getting a really bad headache. I think I'm going to be sick. And I said, well, let's get you to the bathroom. So I helped her to the bathroom, and then she just fell on the floor. So I called 911. Ambulance came, took her, and we ended up at Mary Washington and in the ER. And they asked her a few questions, but little by little, her ability to speak was kind of slipping away. I don't think it was really perceived what was how serious things were going. I think they thought young girl, she was 23, probably a migraine. She was vomiting and so forth. So we kind of sat there for a little while, maybe like a couple hours before, and they finally did a CAT scan and saw that she had a massive rupture. And then it really escalated. She stopped being able to breathe on her own. She no longer could speak. And so the decision was made to take her to Richmond. So they airlifted her to Richmond. And the following morning, she passed away. So it was really acute, and there weren't, for us, there were not a lot of warning signs. She doesn't didn't have any risk factors.
Yeah.
So it was just really came kind of out of the blue.
What does happen when there's a brain aneurysm?
So a brain aneurysm is actually a weakening in an artery in your brain. And for whatever reason, there's inflammation there. And the vessel wall or the artery just gets thinner and thinner, and like a little balloon or berry-shaped outpouching or a weak spot develops. And then over time, there's a lot of blood flow to your brain. And over time, as that blood flows past the weakening, eventually the artery will give way, or the little ballooning will give way and rupture. And then blood seeps out and around the brain. And that is causes a lot of issues because of the pressure and the inflammation and so forth. So it's basically a weakening of an artery in your brain.
Is any of this hereditary or any of that?
It can be hereditary. You know, if you have family with it can be hereditary, but there are also risk factors associated with it. Cocaine use, if you're over 40, if you have high blood pressure, and if you've had a traumatic head injury, you're more prone to it. If you smoke. So there are some risk factors that can cause them to develop. But Austin didn't really have any of those that we're aware of.
Yeah.
So it can happen in young people. It happens quite frequently, actually, in young people. So
you hear about a lot of other ailments and things that are out there. This is not one that you hear as much about, but you should, because it's out there.
It is out there. It's actually quite prevalent. I mean, it's estimated there's about 6 million people in the United States, and which means 1 in 50 people have an unruptured aneurysm. That's a huge statistic.
Yeah.
And then every year they're estimating there's about 30,000 people in the United States that have ruptures. 40% of those ruptures are fatal, like in Austin's case. And then those that survive, there is a huge amount. 66% of the people that survive have a permanent neurologic deficit, which means they're affected permanently, or have some disability because of the profound nature of, you know, a rupture when an aneurysm ruptures. So it's out there. It's just for whatever reason we don't talk about it. And just in the time, Ashley and I often will set up a table at the farmer's market just to hand out flyers and raise awareness and whatnot. And it's the first year we did this, I think in the first hour we were there, I think, or that day, it was a couple hours maybe, we had like 20 people come to us and go, oh yeah, my uncle had one. Oh yeah, my aunt had one. Yeah, it was amazing.
Really?
So yeah, I mean, it's out there. I don't know why people don't talk about it. But it needs to be in the forefront, as far as I'm concerned, especially with our first responders and our ER doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they know that, you know, not all young people that come in with a bad headache are just having a migraine. So.
And that's the, because we hear about that all the time. And
yeah.
the fact that, and a lot of times it isn't. It just is that.
Right.
But not always. And
right.
That's why, like you say, you want to have it in the forefront to know that, you know, maybe we need to do a scan.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, at any rate, so I feel like it's a really important cause. And, you know, we have been pretty successful, I think, in this area. But as always, I'd like to expand it, even just if we can reach the surrounding counties a little bit better. And just get people that have been affected, just come and participate, or, you know, like Ashley said, just make a donation, because it does really go. The Brain Aneurysm Foundation is a really great organization, and they are one of the top leaders as far as funding research, private, non-for-profit group that funds research. They really do an outstanding job.
Well,